The request follows findings of unsuitable conditions and abuse of power at Los Angeles County's juvenile hall facilities. Here's Attorney General Rob Bonta.
In just a six-month period, 69 youth-on-youth fights were allowed or facilitated by probation staff, impacting 143 young victims. Multiple youth at Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall have overdosed, even after the court ordered stronger contraband controls. Youth are missing critical medical appointments, and security cameras remain inadequate, and key footage goes unreviewed. These are not isolated incidents. These are systemic failures.
In March, Bonta's office secured a grand jury indictment of 30 probation staff for child endangerment and abuse, battery, and conspiracy for permitting, facilitating, and encouraging the violence, dubbed gladiator fights. Bonta says the extraordinary step was necessary because the county has failed to comply with a court order his office secured in 2021, requiring sweeping reforms. He says more than 75% of the reforms have not been made.
When youth in our justice system are being harmed, when those who are supposed to protect them instead endanger them, we must act. Receivership is the only path forward that ensures their rights, their safety, and their futures are no longer subject to institutional failure.
Bonta says the decision was 4 years in the making. Last year, the Board of State and Community Corrections found the juvenile halls, Los Padrinos, and Barry Niddorf Secure Youth Treatment Facility are unsuitable. And in May, Juvenile Division of the Los Angeles County Superior Court ordered the county to depopulate Los Padrinos. The probation department, which oversees the juvenile halls, didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.